I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two Iranian church leaders recently acquitted of apostasy charges learned their release was based on the false claim that they denied their Christian faith in court. Both men say they openly profess their faith during trial. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton thinks there's more to the story.
This case shows a situation where international pressure is being brought to bear, and it is making a difference. They did not want an international outcry. They did not want a black eye on their human rights record. And so I suspect that this judge was told, make this case go away. And he did.
Keep praying for Iranian Christians. Next, although the practice of Trakosi slavery was outlawed in 1998, it's still being practiced today in some parts of Ghana. Every Child Ministries is partnering with National Ghanaian efforts to liberate these girls. ECM's Lorella Rouster says their work with these women is fast outpacing their staff, and they desperately need two teams to work alongside their Ghanaian national workers.
They would have the opportunity to share Christ with the women who have been freed as they go into their homes. They would help train and give experience to our national workers to evangelize them and to disciple them.
Go to our website if you can help. And Korean taxi drivers are reaching passengers through radio programs from Far East Broadcasting Company. The FEBC Missionary Taxi Club has been meeting for 25 years and is committed to playing FEBC broadcasts night and day while driving. The group's president recently invited one passenger to his church after she commented on a song that spoke to her. Pray that this ministry would continue to be effective in South Korea. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.